Yehonaf Pehei William Abbas. This last Gemara again. Umaitzi Bosa Pesach. If somebody takes out the meat from a carbon Pesach, mechabura lechabura, from one chabura to another chabura, minayin. How do we know there's something wrong? Drashi mechabura lechabura minolan. Drashi chabura shal shnei psochim abayis echad. In one house, you have two different people, two different groups of people eating from two different carbon Pesachs. One is eating on this side, 10 people, and 10 people on the other side. How do we know you're not allowed to take the meat from one chabura, from one gathering, to the other gathering? The Tanya, the Pasuk says, Loitoitzi min habayis min habos sechutza. Don't take the meat from the carbon Pesach when you're eating it outside your house, it says. Is ein liyela mi bayis labayis. I only know the Pasuk says, don't take it from your house outside. So from one house to another house, that I know you're not allowed to do. What about mechaburu lechaburu minayin? How do I know in the same house, if you have two different groups of people eating a carbon Pesach, you're not allowed to take the meat from one group and bring it to the other group? How do I know you can't move the meat from one chaburu to another chaburu? Talmud loyma chutza. The Pasuk says chutza means chutz liachilosoi. You shouldn't take it away from the place where you're reading. So, yeah.
And the pshat is, the way Rashi says, chutza zat Rashi kroa yiseiruhu. It's an extra pasuk here, really. Lemelov to teach us, chutz lechabur achilosai. Not only outside the house, but even outside from one group to another group, also there's an avera, there's this lav.
It means you can't take it out from the place where you're reading. So there's such an inyan, that's also called yoytzei, to take the meat out of the place where you're eating. Omer Rabami, Hamoitzi Boser Pesach, Mechabura Lechabura. If somebody takes the meat from his Korban Pesach, where his group was eating it, and he picks up the meat and takes it to another place where the next Chabur is, Mechabura Lechabura. Is Dalocha Eina Chayiv, not Chayiv, Achiniach, until you put it down. Hez why? Hoitzok Sivbei, Kishabis. The Pasuk says, Loitoitzi Min Abayis, you can't take it out from this house. So the Torah says Loshin from Haitzon, Mashmal like Inis Shabbos. You can't carry it out, just like on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry it from your house outside. So by Shabbos, you have to have a Nakira. You have to pick it up in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and then put it down in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's called the Haitzon by Shabbos. So the same thing here also. When the Torah says there's a lav, not to take the meat out of your gathering, means you're not allowed to pick it up, and the law is if you put it down. But you have to have hanocha k'shabbos. The Meramai Shabbos, just like Hilcha Shabbos, adiyoved akiruv hanocha, the yisro hoitzor b'shabbos means you have to pick it up from a rishus ha'yochor, a rishus ha'rabin, and then put it down in the other rishus. Is af hochinami, the same thing here, by this law, not to take the meat of your korban pesach out of your gathering, to put it to another gathering, is adiyoved akiruv hanocha. There's only an Isser if you do an Akira, you pick it up from your place, your gathering, and you have to put it down someplace else. But if you just hold it and walk around with it, there wouldn't be a lot. For the Moser Rav Abba Mamo. So Rav Abba Mamo has a kasher on this. If you can tell me there's only a lot, there's only an Indian of Yotzei, if you put it down later, what about this halacha? Gemara in Zvochim brings down, they used to carry the Korban Pesach like on mutas on sticks. Drashi hoya, or not the Korban Pesach. Drashi hoya, soivlim oisam bemutais. Porim hanetzrofen. This is the porim, the animals that the chatis, that you're supposed to burn the meat. The kainim don't eat the meat, that's called porim hanetzrofen, a certain kabonis, that you burn the meat. Kegoin par visoy yom kippur, or else par helim dover, or par koyim mashiach. Hanetzrofen, that are supposed to be burnt, where do you burn this chatis? Chutz legimu machnes, outside El Yerushalayim. V'yafina b'seid yuma perik shnei sirim lalo b'shar porim anasrofim atanoysen lem gimu machnois v'kan v'yoma kipurim atanoysen lem machnachas v'tmiyam v'yoytze yel mechutz lamachne v'sorof el leim lo kivin shiyoytze chutz lamachnachas metame begodim. Here avada, this porim on Yom Kippur is also anasrofim. Where are you supposed to burn it? Outside Yerushalayim. You have to go outside old gimu machnos. Then why is the Pasuk Mashma, as soon as you go out of one Machna, you go out of the Beis HaMikdash, there's such halachim? It means to say that you begot and become Tomei. That's what it means. That as soon as you go out of one Machna, right away you're Matama the Godim. The people that are carrying this Purim, this Purim HaNetzrofim, this Chatis, they're begot and become Tomei. The pasuk says, whoever burns these kabbonis, the loch is you have to wash your clothing, means you have to put it into the mikvah because they become tummy. Alma, what do you see? When these people, the kanim, whoever they are, carrying these purim and asrafim, carrying the pieces of meat that are supposed to be burnt outside Yerushalayim, so as soon as they carry it outside the Azor, outside the base of Middish, is matama begodim shalayim. Right away, the matama, the begodim they're wearing. The yafagavz leinach, this is the kasha mashmi, even though they didn't put it down, even though they're carrying it and walking, still they're tummy right away. So the question is, v'hocha hoitzok siva. Here the Torah also says a lashon of hoitzom. The pasuk says, for hoitzi es haparm, to take the par outside. So it says lashon of hoitzi, carrying it. And here we say that as soon as you carry the meat outside the base of Migdish, even though you're still holding it and still walking, you're matama begodim right away. The question is why? The Torah says a lashon of hoitzo here. That's the kasha. There it says, hoyosev lenoison. How do they carry these parim, these animals, the chatois that's supposed to be burnt? They used to carry it on sticks, bemutais. As soon as the first two went outside, the Chaimus Azara of the base of Migdish, and the last two, they didn't go out. As mutas means sticks, you have two people holding the two ends of the sticks. And here you have four people, like two sticks, and the animals lying across these both sticks. So when the first two people went out, right away, as soon as the first two people left the base of Migdish, they have Tumas Begodim now. They carry this perm outside, they're Matama the Begodim. What about the bottom to the back two people? Ain't Matama Begodim. Their Begodim are not Tumas yet. Why? Because they didn't leave the Beis HaMikdash. You only Tumas when you leave the Beis HaMikdash. But I call upon him, Voholainach. The question is, the first two people, when they leave the Beis HaMikdash, why do we say right away, it's called they carry this Basar outside, therefore they're Tumas? The Pasuk says, Lashon Avoytzor. And you're telling me now, wherever the Torah says the word Hotzor, it means like Shabbos, that there has to be Nakira, you have to pick it up, and Hanoch, you have to put it down. And here they didn't put it down, here they're still walking with it. And the Gemara, who Moisav lo v'mafarik lo, he asked the question, and he himself gives the answer, v'nigrorim. We're talking about now, not that they're holding it on top of their shoulders, but rather they're dragging along the meat. So Drashi v'nigrorim, agabe karka, dika Hanocha, he's they're dragging along on the ground. So there it's possible. I don't know if it means mamish, the mamish stopped, or the chura, or else like Taisa says, l'lav davke nigrorim l'shei tesh gimel l'karka, filu rabbonin, as long as they're within gimel to the karka, it's considered like it has a hanocha. So therefore, that's why the first people that leave the Beis HaMikdash, they're tummy right away. But since it's dragging along on the floor, that's considered like a hanocha. So that's the Mishnah. Eiver sheyotso miktsosoi. We had this Gemara before, that if you have an Eiver, let's say you have the arm of the Korban Pesach, that a miktsas of the arm they took outside Yerushalayim. So that's called a psul yotzei. As you're allowed to eat the meat of a Korban Pesach, it's only kochim kalim, throughout the whole Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat the meat. But if you take the meat outside Yerushalayim, that's a psul yotzei. The meat becomes posul, you're not allowed to eat the meat. That's yotzei. What happened if you only took half of the arm? Half of the arm of the Korban is outside, and half of the arm is still inside. So the half that's inside is still a mitzvah tidit. You're supposed to eat that meat. Now, how do you get that meat off the bone? Is choytech atcher megil yetzim. Cut down, or give a slice inside the meat, but only until you get to the bone. But when you get to the bone, you have to stop. Because we're talking about a korban pesach, and there's a law, the yetzim with sishbro boy. You're not allowed to break the bone of a korban pesach. So slice it down until the bone, then v'koylif, then like peel off all the meat, the part of the meat that you're allowed to eat, atcher megil aperik, until you come to the end of the bone, you come to the end, the joints, the chaytech, and then you'll pull it apart. You pull apart the joints where the bone, the socket of the bone, you'll pull it off, and that's what you do with this bone. So the Gemara Mishnah of the Mekdoshim, but by other kabbonis, Trashi b'shar kodeshim, shiyotze mea mikta saver, you have a korban chattis, a korban oilo, korban shlomim, that one part of the animal went out, then we say, koytzeis b'kufyitz. Since the other half of the animal is still inside, that part is mutter, so just take a hatchet and chop it straight through. Shame by Mishum Shvira Setzim, because by other korbanos there's no issa to break the bones. So there, if you have a korban that half is kosher, half is no good, just chop off the half that's no good. That part you have to burn, but the part that's good you could take. It's only a question by a korban pesach, you're not allowed to break the bone, So how do you get the meat that's still kosher? You have to take it and just slice it until the bone, and then peel off the rest of the meat. There's a question now, when you're taking the meat of the Korban Pesach, and you're carrying it outside Yerushalayim. So saying when it goes outside the wall, outside the Chaimah, that's a Psul Yotzei. Ha'agaf, what about the place where the door itself closes in the wall? Like every single doorpost, you have the middle of the door, that's where the door closes. What's the halacha? Is that called like you're inside still, or is that called like you're outside? So Mishnah says, Min agaf ulefnim kelefnim. As when you close the door, the inner part of the doorpost that's inside the door, that for sure is considered like inside the house. That's still inside Yerushalayim, that's not called Yotzei. Min agaf lechutz. But when you close the door on the outer side of the door, even though it's still underneath the doorpost, but the outer side of the door, that's considered like outside. So the Gemara will talk about what's going to be the halacha of where the door itself is closed. Like when you open the door, what about underneath the doorpost, the thickness where the door goes? What halacha that that has? The Mishnah doesn't say it. The Mishnah just says the inside of the door is considered like inside Yerushalayim. The outside is considered like outside. Yeah, min al-agaf l'chutz is l'chutz. What about hachalonis? What about the windows of the walls of Yerushalayim? Ve'uvei hachayma, if you go on top of the wall, the thickness of the wall itself, that's kalafnim. That's still considered like you're inside Yerushalayim. There will not be any psul yetzi on this. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'chein letzfila. The same halacha applies by tefila. So that this man the Yama holds, that in order to be able to answer Kedusha or to answer Baruch Hu, you have to be inside the room where the minyan is. It's not enough to say there's a minyan inside and you can be outside. This man Yom holds no. Letzfila to be yaitza tefila b'tzibur. To say Baruch Hu, you have to be inside the room where the tzibur is. So what's called inside the room? If you're inside, even though you're under the doorpost, with the part of the doorpost that's inside from the door, it's called inside. If you're on the outer part, that's called like outside. And the Gemara says, "We'll plead with Yabshua Balevi." We have Yehuda argues on Yabshua Balevi. The halacha we hold like Yabshua Balevi. The Yom Yabshua Balevi, Afilo Mechitza Shel Barzel. Even if you have a pure metal, a wall that divides between you and the minion, Eina Masekes Ben Yisrael Lavim Shemashemayim. That does not make a break between us and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, we hold as long as there's a minion in the room, so they're allowed to say Kedusha. They're allowed to say Baruch Hu. Let's say you're outside shul and you hear them say Baruch Hu, you're allowed to answer. Even though there's a wall between you and the shul, but since inside there's a minyan, then we say the shechin is like here. They have a right to answer Baruch Hu, to say Kedusha, to say Shemoneh Esrei B'tzibur. So even if you're outside, you're also allowed to answer. We hold there's no mechitza between us and Shemayim. But the Yehuda Marav holds not like that. He holds, no, you can only answer if you're inside. So what's called inside? From the door and in. The Rashi says, "Chen letzvila." Somebody standing from the doorpost inside. Mitzarif lasarim. V'yoyimeh chutz lepesach ein mitzarif. Einu masekes shein asokas lanei amokim. Shagol v'dofnei v'yivein svein stim malufon. In Echlam, Rashi is a bit so shver. Rashi is mashma that linyin tziruf. Rashi holds that Yav Yehuda or Yeshua ben Levi could even make up a minyan, even though you're not in the same room. So that tells you the question. Of course, it's not like that. V'ein. The Gemara in Sait always says that to make up the minyan, for sure you have to have the 10 people in one room. You can't make up a minyan, 5 people inside, 5 people outside. For a minyan, you have to have at least 10 people inside the room. So Taiz learns not like Rashi, the way we said. Taiz learns about how you have the minyan inside. The question, if you're standing outside, can you answer Baruch Hu? Can you answer Kedusha? And that we pass, can you could? Because we hold Ein Mechitzos and Namasik between us and Shemayim. Right, the Mishnah says, Hagufakash, on the Mishnah. Or Martha, you're telling me in the Mishnah, Minagif Lufnim, from under the doorpost, from the inside of the door, Kalufnim. That's called like you're inside Yerushalayim still. Hoagafatzmoy, Mashma, the place of the doorpost where the door itself closes, Kilachutz. That's considered like outside Yerushalayim. If the door would be open and you take the meat outside enough, under the doorpost where the door usually closes, that's called like outside, and it'll be Psul, Apostle Yotzei. Amos say, for what does the end part of the Mishnah say? Minage for luchutz kiluchutz. Only if you're from the doorpost and outside the door. That's called like outside. It's mashmo agafatzmoi, the place of the door itself where the door closes. Mashmo kalufnim. Mashmo, that's still like inside Yerushalayim. So it's a steer in the Mishnah itself. What's the locha, the mokum where the door closes and the doorpost? the thickness of the door itself. If you brought, when the door is open and you took the meat outside under that place, is that called still like inside Yerushalayim, or is it considered like outside Yerushalayim? So it's a stira. And the Gemara like Kasha, Kan Bishari Azara, Kan Bishari Yerushalayim. There are two different times you psul yaitzei. Like for Kodesh Kedoshim, the psul yaitzei is outside the Azara, outside the Beis Hamikdash. You're only allowed to eat from a chatis inside the Azara, inside the Beis Hamikdash. Kan Bishari Yerushalayim, that's Nogeya to Kotcha Kalam. Kotcha Kalam, like a Pesach and a Shlomim, you're allowed to eat the meat any place in Yerushalayim. When is it yaitzei? When you go outside Yerushalayim. Now, there's a chilek between the base of the Shari Azara, the door, the mechitza of the base of Midrash, to Shari Yishlayim, the mechitza outside Yishlayim. What's the difference? The Yom Rab Shmuel Rab Yitzchok, Mifnei Ma Lo Niskachu Shari Yishlayim. Hey, how come the Shari Yishlayim, the Rabbanim were not Mekadish? In other words, by Yishlayim we say, up until the outer part of the doorpost, you always called inside Yishlayim. That's okay. They were not Mekadesh Shari Yishlayim. The Shiorim of Yishlayim does not have Kedusha to it. So fakir. I mean, what's called outside Yishlayim? As soon as you're outside, as soon as you're underneath the place where the door closes, that's also called outside Yishlayim. Now, Yishlayim has the first diyuk, that only from inside the door is considered inside Yishlayim. But the makom of the door itself is also considered like outside Yishlayim. Why? Because the Shiorim, the gates of Yishlayim, doesn't have Kedusha underneath the gates itself. And what's the reasoning why? Because the Mitzorah, he has to go chutz l'gim ha-machnes. He has to go outside Yerushalayim. Now outside Yerushalayim, I'm always cold, there's two sun there, so they had Rachmanis on him, they said he's allowed to have enjoyment from the chayma, from the wall of goes around Yerushalayim. Mifnei hachama to protect, mifnei hachama in the sun, to protect him from the sun, uvigshom mifnei hagishomim. And when it's raining, they wanted him to have some protection from the rain. Therefore, they said to Mitzvah, you're allowed to be on the outside of the wall of Yerushalayim, and you can even come inside a little bit. As long as you don't come inside enough that you're on the inner side of the door, you're still called outside Yerushalayim. So that's why they were not Mekadesh, the place of the door, by the Shari Yerushalayim. They wanted that to be outside Yerushalayim, so that the Mitzorayim could come under there. So that's the dig of the first part of the Mishnah. What is called inside Yerushalayim? Only from the door and inwards. Mashaken, underneath the door itself, that's called like outside. That they were not Mekadesh. What about the Beis Hamikdash? The Yom Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok, Mifnei Ma Lo Niskach Shar Nikner. Mashaken, by the Beis Hamikdash, Mashm, all the Shiorim have Kedusha to it. There they said any gate that you go into the Beis Hamikdash, the thickness of the gate itself also has Kedusha to it. Where are you considered outside the Azara? Only if you close the door from the outer side of the door and outwards, that's called outside the Beis Hamikdash. But the thickness of the door itself in the Beis Hamikdash is considered like the Beis Hamikdash. The only Shah that's not like that is only Shah Nikner. Now the question is why? Why is this one Shah different that they not give the Kedusha of the thickness of the door itself? Mifnei shemitzoroyim oimdim shom umachnisin boinus yodim. The loch of a mitzor is like this. For 7 days he's tummy. It comes the seventh day, he goes to the mikveh, becomes torah, but he's still called a mechusik yipurim. He has to bring his korban on the eighth day. How does he bring his korban? The mitzorah has to walk inside, near the Beis Hamikdash, and go near to the Shar Nikner. Now, to come into the Beis Hamikdash, he's not allowed to, the Zechiv Chorus. Because since he's a mechusik yipurim, he didn't bring his korban yet, the mitzorah is now allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash. Mm-hmm. But there's halacha, though, that he could only become torah if you make his rikam. You have to put the dam on his behinus, on his hands of the mitzorah. So how does the Mitzvah get his hands inside? The Torah says he goes to this one Shar Nikner, this gate. He stays there, and he comes mamash underneath the thickness of the doorpost, because this one Shar, they did not make it Kaddish. It's not called like it's in the base of Migdish. And he stands there, and he puts his hands inside. And his hands are inside, then the Kohen puts from the Dam on his hands. That's the way he becomes Torah. So the question is, how could he even put his hands inside? That's the Gemara. One man the Yomit says that bias b'miksas loishim ebiya. Just putting your hand in, that's not called an isser. The Rashi brings down. See Rashi. I'm dim shom. Rashi b'yoyim shemayin el yemesi pur is eighth day. I'm at Sairam. Le'yachash in Israel after he got healed up already. The gilach, he took a haircut. The tovol, he went to the mikvah. The Mitzrayim. There is Shimshim came the night time to shvi. The yadena mechusik epurim. Some tumah went off already, but not completely because he didn't bring his korban. He has to bring it tomorrow. The Gemara Menachah says, "Mechusik Yipurim." Somebody did not bring his korban yet. You should know there's a chi of chorus. you're still called Tomei for the Beis Hamikdash. But now, for Pesukim there, Mavoy to Mosei Boy. Now, what do you do with this Mitzvah? He has to become Tor, or Machnes Yodov Misham. He's allowed to put his hands inside the Azul Yazoro. Loses Aleim Mitam Oshim. That you have to put on the Mitzvah on his hands, you have to put the blood from his Korban Oshim. Shilom Moitzi Lechutz. Because if you take the dam outside the Beis Hamikdash, that you can't do. The dam will be possible to psul yaitzei. So he has to put his hands inside. Now to walk inside, there's no heter. So that's why we let him walk underneath this gate. And this Shah Nikner has no kedusha, so he stands underneath the gate and puts his hands inside. Obiya the niksas lav shemay biya. I is putting his hands inside the Beis Hamikdash. That's called the biya, part of your body. Part of your body is no issa. Al kachinami, not the pshat is no maybe shemay biya. Really, it is also for a regular person would be also, but here by a mitzvah, I tell you, gzeras hakosavi. There's a new chiddush akroah. The pasuk says, "Vehemid hakoyin amitar yisish amitar lefnei Hashem." The pasuk says you have to take this mitzvah and put him near that his hands goes inside the Beis Hamikdash that we can make the put the dam of the yoshim on him. So it's gzeras hakosav that's muti here. So the kids of this one shah shah nikner they did not make underneath the doorpost kaddish so that the mitzvah could walk underneath there. But all the other shurim, the other gates going into the Beis Hamikdash has kedusha from where? When the door is closed, from inside the door it has kedusha. The thickness of the door also is also kedush. So that's the seifa of the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah's mashma. Only the outer portion of the gate is tahor, is called yotzei. But the thickness of the door itself is not called. That's going on sharei azara of the Beis Hamikdash. There it is kedush, the thickness of the door. Right, then the Mishnah says, what about the windows in the wall of Yerushalayim? Or else the thickness of the wall of you stand on top of the wall of Yerushalayim? So the Mishnah says what? It's called Klifnim. That's considered like you're in Yerushalayim. There's no psul yaitzei. You're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach there. There's no psul taking the meat on top of the choyma or taking it into the window. Omar Rav. Rav learns Gagin v'yaliyos learnis kashu. You should know the Gagin, the roofs. So how many means the roofs of Yerushalayim, v'aliyos or the attics have no kedusha. It has no kedusha at all. So Rashi learns Gagin v'aliyos learnis kashu. Ben Gagin Yerushalayim, where they were talking about the kedushas Yerushalayim lekotchim kalim. There's a loch of kotchim kalim like a shlomim or a korban pesach. You're allowed to eat anywhere in Yerushalayim. What about you want to take it on top of your roof? You have a house in Yerushalayim, and you want to eat the meat on top of your roof. Or else you want to go to your attic. You're not eating it on the bottom floor of Yerushalayim itself. You're off the floor of Yerushalayim. You're standing on top, on an attic, or on top of the roof. How throughout there's no kedusha there. The kedusha of Yerushalayim does not go up to the roof. If you want to eat your pesach or shlomim, you have to be on the bottom floor. But if you're upstairs, it has no kedusha at all. That's what Rav says. Drakrashi ben gagi lishris. The same halacha to the Beis Hamikdash, Shua Zorah. The Kedushas Azor with Kedushas Kotcha Kedoshim. A Korban Chatis. You're only allowed to eat it inside the Beis Hamikdash. What about you go into an attic in the Beis Hamikdash? Or you go on top of the roof of the Beis Hamikdash? You're not allowed to eat it there. Because it has no Kedusha. The Kedusha's Beis Hamikdash is only the floor of the Beis Hamikdash. If you go upstairs, it has no Kedusha. That's Rav's Chiddush. Fredrik Mara, Aini, you have a right, not like you. But Yomar Rav Mishum Rav Chia. Kezaisa Pischa Velula. They used to eat the Kezias of the Korban Pesach and say Hallel on it. Well, Poka Igra, when they used to say the Hallel, they used to say it with such a slav, such a big coil, that Kamas, the roof used to crack. From their coil, the roof cracked. That's what it says there. Trashi, Valila Poka Igra, Lekoil HaMoilas HaMoin Mahalel. That's what the people used to say Hallel. After they finished eating the Korban Pesach, they said it with such a loud voice, Doimen, it was as if, Kilu Agagim Ispakoin, as if the roofs were cracking. Didn't really mean a really crack. Just mean there's such a loud voice there, like it was cracking the roof already. Shoyomim ha'halal ha'pesach used to say hello on the Korban Pesach. Could not come on. We'll see about this later. A Korishan turned halal ha'chilosei. A Korban Pesach Rishan used to say hello. So the kasher is my lav the achla bigra. It says here that the roof was caving in. So Korban means they ate the Korban Pesach on top of the roof, and there they said hello, and it was such a loud voice that the roof almost caved in. So it's a kasha to Rav. Rav says the roof has no kedusha. You can't eat your kedusha. You're not letting the Korban Pesach there. Have the Gemara know. I tell you that my lava is the achle digra v'yamre digra. They ate and they said the halal on top of the roof. Gemara says loy.
The achle be arya avada. You have to eat the korban pesach on the ground, on the bottom floor. That's called on Yerushalayim. That's where you let eat the korban pesach. The yamri bigra, but they used to say the halal on top of the roof. That's what they said. If you only want to know, it sounds like the roof caved in. Let's say they said halal also on the floor. They said halal here, and the voice was so loud that it's like maybe the roof, like as if the roof caved in. Why do we have to say they said halal on top of the roof? So I'm not sure. Maybe it means they used to dance also and they say halal. So it means the dancing was what made the roof caved in. Then if the dancing on top is good, they were dancing, or when they said halal, they said it dancing or jumping up and down, they said it. So then it's like it sounded like the roof was caving in. But if you say it on the floor, you couldn't say the roof could cave in. Like Kitzur, there's no Kanash and Rav. They did not eat the korban on top. They ate the korban on the ground floor. The Manachmul name, Ain, you have another Kanash on you. The Yotanan, we learned the Mishnah later. Ain maftirin achra pesach afikoymin. After you eat the afikoymin, you're not allowed to eat anymore. Ain maftirin. So Rashi learns, what does it mean, Ain maftirin? Kishagiyaz manali potam in asuda, when you're about to finish the meal, the suda, pesach by night, the Ainu achra pesach, that means after you wait the korban pesach, shunecho bachreinu. The last thing you eat by the meal is the korban pesach. Ala seiva. Allah is supposed to eat it, ala seiva, when you're filled up, you're supposed to eat it. Shekein chayvat kolo kabonis. Kadakai malon lamoshchel, the pasuk says, l'gdula. That you're supposed to eat the meat of a korban, l'gdula, very good, in a nice manner, in a b'kavadika manner. Kederach sham lochem oichlem. The way kings eat their suda. And how do they eat it? They eat good meat when they're already satisfied. They don't eat it when they're hungry. That's not called good eating. They're satisfied already, then they have a nice piece of meat. Who within a korban pesach has to be eaten when you're already satisfied? And it says now, ein niftorim, ayidei afikoymin. You can't go away from the afikoymin. Achra pesach afikoymin. You don't eat anything else after the afikoymin. Yeah, now what does this mean? The Yom Rav, Rav says, what's the pshat, ein niftorim, achra pesach afikoymin? Shlo yakro mechabur lechabur. You're not allowed to go from one chabur, from one gathering of people eating the korban, to another chabur. So the Rashi of Yom Rav, afikoymin, what does that mean? Loshen oitzio kalechem ikan, like afiku, take out. I mean, you can't take your kalim, take your plates and dishes and forks out of this gathering. Now you want to go to another chabur, another gathering, and eat there. You're not allowed to do. Okay, so when you finish your korban, you finish eating here, that's it. You're not allowed to eat in another chabur, another gathering. You're right. I mean, it means here what we're saying right now, what after they got finished eating, right, then they went upstairs to say halal, right, very good. So here the Chur Kashra is no. And Maftir Nacha Pesach HaKavim means when you finish eating the meat, you finish eating, you're not allowed to go from this gathering to another gathering. So how could you say they went upstairs to say the halal? So we're answering about Kashra. Kan B'Shas Achila, Kan Shlei B'Shas Achila. It only means if you want to still eat, you're not allowed to leave this gathering and go to another gathering, eat over there. That's awesome. But if you still want to go upstairs to say halal, that would be mutter. So Rashi Shlei B'Shas Achila. Kriyas HaHalal Liachar Achila Enechnami. Halal they used to say after they got finished eating. So B'Shas you're eating, you're not allowed to leave your place and go up to the roof. You have to finish your korban where you are. But when you get finished eating to go to say halal, that you would be allowed to go upstairs to say halal. Toshima, come and bring another raya. Abishoyel Oimer. Abishoyel said, Aliyos Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Aliyos, the attics in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Chamura mi beis kodesh kedoshim has more kedusha than the actual kodesh kedoshim has. So who you see, not like Rav, you see the aliyahs, the addicts do have kedusha. It even has more. She beis kodesh kedoshim kohen gadol nichnas loy pam achas pashana. Once a year in Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol used to go into the kodesh kedoshim. But aliyahs beis kodesh kedoshim were to go into the attic there of the kodesh kedoshim ein nichnasim loy el pam achas b'shvua. Only once in 7 years they used to go there. Used to go up to the attic. The Yamrilah, some say, Pamayim Bishmur, 2 times in 7 years. The Yamrilah, and some say, Pamachas Bievul, 1 in 50 years they went up there. And what did they go up there for? Leida Mahitzricha, to know if anything needs them. There's the roof caving in, there are cracks there. They used to go up 1 in 50 years to check out the roof, or the aliyah, the attic of the Kodesh Kodoshim, to see if they need anything. The Rashi says, Mahi Tzricha, Shemeti Boka Achoyma, maybe the wall cracked a little bit, or Tzricha Tikkun. Oba Almel Aliyas Neskatshu. But you see clearly here, not like Rav. You see the Aliyah, the attic does have to be there. And Rav said before that both the gods and the roof